Now, I did see that I think David Small said last week there's a difference between a check that is sachir, that means that you could sell that check and or give it to somebody else, or a check that's only for your use, lamutav bilvad. So you can't sell that check. It has no value to you except to cash it. Right? So then it's not something that you could have a, has a value, a sale value. For instance, someone gives me a $100 check, right? I could cash it for $100. I could sell it to somebody else, right? And it's not negotiable, let's say, for a week. It's a check to hui. I don't want to wait a week for my money. I'd rather have $90 now, right, than wait another week for the $100. I need that $90 now. So I'm willing to sell the check for $90. So somebody will wait a week and he'll get $100 for the check. That's not ribis because I'm not loaning anybody. I'm selling you something. I'm selling you a commodity that you can't, that since you can't use it now, so it's not worth $100 to you, so you're willing to pay me $90 to redeem the check in a week for $100. Right? So you bought $100 worth of chayfets on sale. That's all. So then the check is worth $90. So it's like cash. But if I give you a check that only you can cash, right, then it's not cash. It's just a simon to money that you could get. So there's the difference. If I gave an ani miser money, I gave him my in a check, and then he went and lost the check and it never came out of my account, then it could be that what's it called, or that if he could have sold it, then I gave him money and he lost it. So if I gave him $10 and he lost the money, I gave him the money. The fact that he lost it, I'm going to make it up for him. That's for sure not. Okay. But if what he lost didn't come out of my bank account then, nobody else cashed it, right? So then maybe it wasn't, it depends if it was, I gave him money, or I only gave him something that he could turn into money, and he didn't. So then I didn't give him anything. That's one difference. Another difference is if the Ani actually used it, but then he passed that check on to somebody else, and the other person lost it, or never cashed it. So I gave the Ani, he benefited, but it never came out of my account. That was a separate thing we talked about. And we said there are, seemingly there's an opinion that says that I not yotzei tzedakah and I have to give again, since I didn't lose anything. And there's a possibility of saying not like that, that l'maisa, I got a present, I got a messiah, right? I gave, right? And I gave money, and for some reason it was what? So somebody gave back a present that they didn't cash the check or whatever. So that's not that I never gave anything. It's that I got back. So that's a different story. Okay, in any case, how it is or not, if it happens, ask a shayla and see if we can look into it more. But, that's the two possibilities. Okay, now let's see what responsibility a person has for lost miser money. Okay, you separated miser money and then it got lost. First thing is clear, if you had miser money and you used it for your own purposes, you have to pay it back. That's no shayla. Okay? If you used it for your own purposes, then you benefited from miser, from that miser money, then you have to replenish it. What happened to the following case? You have money you separated from miser, and you sent it to an ani. You sent it an envelope, cash. And it got lost on the way. Not because of your, you weren't posheya, right? You weren't negligent. It got lost, right? It was an armed robbery. They robbed the Brinks truck that you sent it in or whatever. And it never got to the ani. So some people hold that once you separated it, okay, and then it's not your responsibility anymore. And tough luck on the ani. And others hold no, that your chiyuv is not just separating it. Your chiyuv, and then it becomes the money of the aniyim, and the aniyim lost, right? But your responsibility is to make sure it gets to an ani. And until then, you haven't fulfilled your responsibility, and therefore it's your problem. In other words, whose money was lost? Was the ani's money lost? Not, I wasn't negligent with it, so tough luck. Or was it your money that was lost, and now you never gave that money as miser, now you have to give it again. Okay. That's a machlokas. Okay. Okay, person bought some items that he wanted to give to an ani, and he bought it with miser money, and now he wants to give. Instead of giving the ani money, right? Because he's afraid this ani is going to squander the money, and the guy needs the basic necessities of his life. So he bought dishes, and he gave the dishes to the ani. Right? The guy got married, and he needs dishes. He wants to make sure that this guy. So he bought dishes, and he gives the dishes as the miser money. Okay. Even this is an opinion. It says even if money, you're not responsible to repay, but where you got something that is tangible, right? I think he's from a different case. One second. When he sent it to the Oni, that the Oni should use this thing to sell and make profit on it. I gave him merchandise to sell. So there, for sure, it's not the Oni. It's my thing. I gave the Oni the merchandise for the ability to make profit on it. Never got to him. So I wasn't Yotzi for sure. Even if I would send him money, the money could be his. But here it's something that to use or whatever, then you're not Yotzi. Okay. What happens if you lose your book of cheshbonos of how much maaser you owe? So then you should see how much maaser you gave over the last few years, and give the most that it could have possibly been in your eyes. In other words, if you're not sure how much maaser you owe, right, you lost all of your cheshbonos, so then you give the most that you can imagine could it be. So there's no more suffix. If there's a doubt whether this is maaser or not, some people hold that you can be makel and assume that it's not meiser, right? But if you had for sure meiser money and it got mixed up with other money, you're not sure which of this money it is. In the case where you're not sure this is meiser altogether, it's one thing. There you could be makel. But if you're sure there was meiser and it got mixed up with other money, you're not sure if this is the other money or this is the meiser. So then you have to be machmer. Okay. Are you allowed to invest meiser, okay, for the sake of aniyim? I have meiser money. I want to put it into a stock, and I'll give the profits to an ani. Okay, so there's no aniyim around right now who want the money, and I can invest the money and give him the profit, give the profits also, so I'll have more money for tzedakah. So there is two conditions. One is that you invested in something where the keren, the principal, is guaranteed. Because you can't take a gamble with the ani's money. You may lose the whole principal. Okay, the principal is guaranteed, right? And the second one is that if there'll be a loss, okay, that you'll, make up the loss. That you'll have the money to make up the loss, right, and make up to the ani. Also, it has to be something that if there are niyam right now who need, and you want to put this away, you know, in a 5-year account, and the aniyam are starving to death, right? Then you have to be able to take it out and give it immediately. But if there's no aniyam, there's no immediate, then you can invest it as long as the principal is guaranteed, or you put away money to guarantee that principal if you lose more than the principal, then, and there are no aniyam immediately eventually. Okay. That's that. Okay, the next thing is we're going to go with, are you allowed to borrow for yourself money that you have for meiser? You need it. You're poor. Can you borrow meiser money and use it and later on pay it back? Or do you have to pay it back and you take meiser money for yourself? That's the next thing we'll learn. Well, who can get meiser money? Can you give it to your children? Can you take it for yourself? Who is fit to take for you to give your maaser to or not? That will say when we come back after Pesach and Yom Kippur.